does the migrant caravan have to do with the recent murderous rampage in a Pittsburgh synagogue? And what do either or both of these events have to do with economics? I hope to show the linkages in the next few minutes. First of all, a little history. One of the chief claims of the Nazis as they fought for power in Germany was that Jewish international bankers were exploiting the German people. The reference to Jews as international bankers married traditional German anti-Semitism to the legitimate resentment my lower and middle class Germans towards the rich, who seemed to be living high off the hog even during the Depression. The same complaints about rich Jews have echoed throughout American history. In fact, the myth of rich Jews was so prevalent that the author Michael Gold wrote a book about Jewish immigrant workers in the early 20th century entitled Jews Without Money. Thus, today's attack on the Jewish-Hungarian billionaire George Soros as a manipulative Svengali who is funding left-wing causes recycles a disgusting playbook that goes back well before Hitler. There is, of course, an unfortunate reality. Financiers, Jewish and non-Jewish alike, have much too much political and economic power in the United States. And this is true of the super rich, however they make their money. David and Charles Koch are billionaires who own paper products companies, pipelines, and other oil-related firms. They are incredibly rich, incredibly powerful, and decidedly not Jewish. Run down the list of the families from the great American fortunes: Rockefeller, Ford, DuPont, Morgan, Warburg, Bloomberg. Some are Jewish, some are not. Anti-Semites direct the anger of the middle and working classes not at the entire class of billionaires, but at the subclass of Jewish millionaires and billionaires. This has the political benefit of diverting attention from a serious discussion of economic and political inequality to a fantasy world that blames a convenient other for the difficulties of the majority of the people. And what better other with which to scare folks than the 4,000 people currently walking from Honduras through Mexico to the U.S. border in order to apply for refugee status? Trump calls them an invasion. Now, these people are 1,000 miles and perhaps over a month from our border, but Trump is sending troops there now. Why? Well, in a month, when the would-be asylum seekers reach the border, the election will be over. So even though those troops will have absolutely nothing to do, their presence this coming week will be a campaign event for Trump. And the scaremongering works, sometimes with deadly consequences. The first step towards those deadly consequences is to promote the idea that illegal immigrants, refugees are mixed in with these folks, take jobs away from Americans. Even with unemployment low today, the argument can then be restated that these immigrant workers lower wages. Both assertions are false. The second step is what got the attention of the synagogue terrorist. Blame the Jews in the person of George Soros or HIAS, a refugee-aiding charity, for financing the caravan. While most people who believe this lie, and it is a lie, do not pick up a gun to fight back, one sick individual did. He found a synagogue that had hosted a fundraiser for HIAS and murdered 11 Jews at prayer and wounded 4 police officers. The man with the gun pulled the trigger, but his mind had been poisoned by fear of a non-existent migrant invasion and the singling out of the Jewish financier George Soros. That fear was stoked by Donald Trump, who cannot escape blame.